You want it there? Okay. All right, so take a look at Surah Chaim. Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Right? So the Rambam says that there's no Malkus on Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh unless you're Kona the Chametz on Pesach or you make the Chametz. Right? And then you get Malkus because you do a Maisa. Otherwise, it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. But the question is that the Gemara on Tzadi Hei says that Lo Yerov Lo Yimotzei is a Lav Shenitik L'Asei. And the Asei is Tashbisu. So how do you get Malkus? So that's a klal. You don't get Malkus on a Lav Shenita Klase. That's his question. Right? So that's a question on the sheet of the Rambam. The classic, right? And what's the classic example of a Lav Shenita Klase? Is Nosa. As the Gemara says, you don't get Malkus on leaving Nosa because it's Nita Klase of Sreifa. Okay, so Rav Chaim says that Rav Kiva Eger asks the question on the tour, right? Because the tour says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. So the tour says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the mitzvah is besreifa by chametz, then the offer is mutter. Because that's a general klal. Kol nisrafin, offer on mutter. Okay? But according to the Rabbanan, he says, the afer is aser. Okay? Like kol nikbarim. Because that's a general clause. Some things you have to burn, and some things you have to bury. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, things that you have to bury, you shouldn't burn. Right? Why? Because things that you burn, things that the din is to burn, then the ashes are mutter. Right? Then the afer is mutter. But things that you have to bury, they're never mutter. Right? So if you burn things you have to bury, you'll make a mistake and you'll use the afer. That's why the Mishnah says you shouldn't burn things you have to bury. But the point is, the things that are nikbarin, the afer is asur, and things that are nisrafin, the afer is mutter. So that's what the Torah says. So it's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim by chametz. Is chametz nisrafin? Is chametz one of the nisrafin or not? So the Torah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's nisrafin, you should be able to use the afer. And according to the Rabbanan, since it's not nisrafin, you shouldn't be able to use the afer. Right? In other words, you make a barbecue, you take chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make a barbecue out of it, Erev Pesach. Right? So as long as it's down to coals, by the time it's mutter to use according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Torah is saying. Nafka mina. If you want to make a barbecue out of charcoals from chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'd be mutter. Because it's nisrafin, nasa mitzvasa, and the afer is mutter. According to the Rabbanan, it's aser. Explains later. He says, so what's Rabbi Kiva Eger's question? So his question is like this: that since Tosfos says, why are the nisrafin afran mutter, and the nikbara and the afran is aser? Why is that the case? He says it's because there's a mitzvah by the nisrafin. Of Sreifa. There's a mitzvah Sreifa by the Nisrafin. Okay, that seems self-evident. And therefore, you did the mitzvah. So as long as you did the mitzvah, then after the mitzvah is performed, there's no Isser. Hold on. So he says, if that's the Masha Eina Kain by Nikbarin, there's no mitzvah in the Kfura. There's no Kiyam mitzvah in Kfura. The only thing is, you just don't want to have it around. Like, Basar B'Chalav is Nikbarin, right? Basar B'Chalav is one of the things that's considered Nikbarin. So, since it's Asar B'Hana, if you make Basar B'Chalav, you can't just leave it around. You don't just throw it out. You don't just put it outside. Maybe somebody will find it and eat it. You got to dispose of it. But it's just a negation. It's just a removal of the thing so that people don't come to do an issue with it. But that's not called nasa mitzvasan with it. There's no mitzvah of kvuras basar b'cholav. So the iser always remains in the object. It always remains. It was never redeemed through a mitzvah. But nisrafin, that's a kiyam mitzvah. So there's a kiyam mitzvah. So when you mekayim the mitzvah sreifa, then you've discharged all of your obligations towards this object, and now it's completely free to use. So what's your key various questions? The question is like this. Says, that's very good by Basar B'cholav, where there's no mitzvah to get rid of Basar B'cholav. Right? Now, as you take Orla and Basar B'cholav. So Orla says that there's a mitzvah to burn it. Once the Torah says that the din is Sreifa, that means there's a mitzvah to burn it. There's a mitzvah of Sreifa. So that's why by Orla you'll say that it's Nasa Mitzvah. But by Basar B'cholav there's no mitzvah at all. No mitzvah at all. It's just tikkun olam. You don't want people to make mistakes. So you get rid of it. It says, but that's not the case by chametz on Pesach. Everybody agrees it's a mitzvah to get rid of it. Right? So according to Tosfos' logic, if the reason why the afer is mutter is because a mitzvah was done, that was because a mitzvah was done to it, right, by Nisrafin. So over here, in the regular case of the mitzvah, over here, everybody agrees is a mitzvah of tashbisu. You know, it's by Basar B'cholav, there's no mitzvah at all. So that's why nikbarin. Now it's not a din of nikbarin per se. What Rekiv Yeager's question is showing you is saying it's not a din of nisrafin per se that makes it mutter. It's not the fact that there was a din of nisrafin that makes it mutter. It's the fact that there was a mitzvah to do to it that makes it mutter. Once you did the mitzvah, once you did what you're obligated to do, then the thing becomes mutter. So by Orla there's a mitzvah, and by Basar B'cholav there's no mitzvah. So the Orla will be mutter, and the Basar B'cholav will be usher, because there's no mitzvah. It says, but over here, even the machlokas of Yehudim and the Chachamim about Sreifa or Kol Davar, they're just arguing how to do the mitzvah. Everybody agrees there is a mitzvah. So what's the difference if you hold like the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda? In either case, it's nasa mitzvah. So they're just arguing how to do the mitzvah. But if the essence of the heter is that it's nasa mitzvah, so what's the difference which mitzvah you hold to do? The essence is that when you did the mitzvah, then it becomes mutter. So burning it is certainly b'chol davar, certainly hashbasos b'chol davar. So you're mekayim the mitzvah, even according to Rabbanan. It's true you're not mekayim. There's no din. You don't need a din. What he's trying to say is there's no special place to the halacha of sreifa that makes things mutter. It's a general quality of nasa mitzvah. So everybody agrees that there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. They're only arguing about how to do it. But everybody would agree that once you did sreifa, for instance, the mitzvah was done, either because that's the only way to do the mitzvah, or that's a way to do the mitzvah. But what's the difference? You still did the mitzvah. And if the heter of the afer is that nasa mitzvah, so you can't say by chametz you didn't fulfill your mitzvah by burning it. You can say by Basar B'cholav there's no mitzvah at all. But you can't say that by chametz. Okay. So he says, V'im kein b'chametz d'gam im hashpasos b'chol dover halo ika mitzvah d'tash b'yisu im kein hatzarach li'os l'kul yama afron mutter. Right? Okay. V'nira d'lo dami ha-mitzvah shel tashbisu d'ashpasosu b'chol dover le-mitzvah sreifa. So you want to say like this. You got to say, no, there's a difference. That what? That the basis of the question is that they're the same. They're both the same thing in general, which is the mitzvah, a mitzvah of tashbisu. They're only different in form. Right? That's the strength of Rabbi Kiviger's question. That they're both the same, essentially. It's a mitzvah of tashbisu. And the only question is there a specific form or is it not a specific form? But each one doing his thing is considered being mekayim the same exact thing of tashbisu. So that's his question. He's saying, so they're both mekayim the same mitzvah, so what's the difference? Okay. So he says like this: V'nira d'lo dami ha mitzvah shel tashbisu das basos b'chol davar le mitzvah sreifa. See, now he's got to attack the mitzvah itself. saying, no, really, you're going to have to learn, you're going to have to say that if you hold that there's a din of Sreifa, or a din of Hashbasosa B'chol Davar, you really are doing a different, you really have a different idea of what the mitzvah of Tashbisu is. Right? Logically, that's the only way to, that's a good approach to answering the question. You're undermining the premise. The premise was they're both the same, essentially, they're both the same mitzvah with two different methods. One a specific method and one a general method. So you're saying, then you're going to get stuck. Then you can get stuck in Rabbi Akiva Yeager's question. So the way to answer Rabbi Akiva Yeager's question is to say no. That when you say Sreifa, you're learning Tashbisu in one way. And if you say Hashbasos B'chol Davar, it's not another method of that same thing. It's Hashbasos B'chol Davar because you have a different idea of what Tashbisu is. Okay, so what are those two ways? He says, De mitzvahs Tashbisu B'share Hashbasos. If you're going to learn Tashbisu with any method, havi ikur ha-mitzvah shelo yehei la-habaylam chametz. Then you're learning that the ikur mitzvah of Tashbisu is not really a kiyam asay per se. It's not a kiyam asay. It's not like a maisa asay. It's to not have chametz. You should be free from chametz. Okay? It's the positive state of the absence of chametz, like on Shabbos. Masha enekein in mitzvaso b'sreifa, have a mitzvah shechayil b'hacheftza shel chametz, lechala bo din sreifa. But if you're going to learn that the mitzvah is sreifa, if you're going to learn that you have to do tashbisu b'sreifa, that's not simply saying don't have chametz. Right? Because I cannot have chametz in a lot of ways. Any way I remove it, I'm not going to have chametz. But now it means there's a separate mitzvah that devolves, that exists in the cheftza of chametz, that it has a din sreifa. Okay. Uli'inyin heter dinasis mitzvaso bo'inon dafka Sheyei nasis mitzvaso b'achefza oz niter achefza. So now he's saying like this. That what? Now let's go back to the Tosfos. Where does the heter of nasis mitzvaso come from? The heter of nasis mitzvaso is only when you did the mitzvah in the chefza. Then the chefza becomes mutter. V'lo kishe habaylim kaimu mitzvah derami alayhu yehi nita b'zeh chefza. Not just when the baylim perform a mitzvah that was imposed upon them. In other words, whether you learn, that's what he's saying is going to be a difference. If you learn tashbisu is hashbasoso b'chol davar, then that means that you really just have to be in the state of not having chametz. That's what you have to achieve in your rishos. You have to achieve a state of not having chametz. So therefore, if chametz is in your rishos, there's an obligation on you, as a gavra, right, to remove the chametz. Of course, that's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to get to the state of not having chametz. Right, but that's just a mitzvah deramia al gavra. That's a mitzvah on the gavra to ensure that he's in line with the kavana of the Torah, right? To be free of chametz. But in terms of the cheftza, he's saying there's no din in the cheftza. Whereas if you learn sreifa, then it's not just a din in the gavra that he has to be free of chametz, because if he just has to be free of chametz, he can throw it in Yom HaMelech. He'll be free of chametz. But it's what? There's a separate din in the cheftza. And we have to try to understand what that means. But he's saying it's not that if you act in accordance with mitzvah, the result will be a heter in the cheftza. It has to be only when you act in line with the mitzvah of the cheftza. Right? In other words, according to the Rabbanan, when you find chametz, when you have chametz in your rishus, and you have to destroy it b'chol davar, you're definitely doing a mitzvah of tashbisu, right? But that's a mitzvah that's really a mitzvah in the gavra's rishus, that his rishus is imperfect vis-a-vis Pesach. The rishus of Pesach should be non-chametz. Now he has chametz, so he has to fix his rishus, right? But that's not a maisa to the cheftza of chametz. That's not a kiyum that's not a din in the cheftza of chametz. Right? It's not that the cheftza of chametz demands something now, demands a certain treatment. It's that chametz, the presence of chametz, is violating the definition that he's supposed to have in his rishus, right? So it's incumbent upon him to fix his rishus. But if you say the din is sreifa, then it's more than just it's not a din simply in your rishus. You're saying now this cheftza, because of its presence, this cheftza demands to be nisraf. This cheftza has a special mitzvah in the cheftza as a cheftza to be burned. Not the cheftza as a violation of my rishus to get rid of, but the cheftza as a cheftza has to be burned. Because the Rav Akiva Eiger was looking at it more like asiyas ha-mitzvah is like a metayer, you know? So, if I do mitzvah, then it changes then it's matir. It's like the asiyas ha-mitzvah is a matir. You have an iser with an asiyas ha-mitzvah, the asiyas ha-mitzvah will be matirit. So then he says, what's the difference of a mitzvah? What's the difference? They're both doing a mitzvah of tashbisu. Right, so he's saying no. It's not just asiyas ha-mitzvah. It's when it's a mitzvah in the cheftza itself. They could both be doing a mitzvah, but if you hold tashbisu is b'chol davar, then you're really doing a mitzvah on your rishus. You're doing a mitzvah in terms of your rishus, that you have to be shoves from chametz, right? But if you hold it's b'sreifa, then it's a separate mitzvah in the cheftza itself.
Why is it so much?
The Alkein Shaper Machalik Hatur Bein Hashbasoso B'chol Dovar Bein Sreifa. Dim Hashbasoso B'chol Dovar. If it's just a din of, if you learn. Now, his Chiddush over here is saying that the machlokas of Hashbasoso B'chol Dovar and Sreifa is not a machlokas in a detail, but it's a machlokas in what the Ikar HaMitzvah is. Right? So if you learn Hashbasoso B'chol Dovar. So then, raka bailim kaimu mitzvah shein lam chametz. So then, if hashbasos b'chol davar, so what's the mitzvah that the bailim are mekayim? What mitzvah they mekayim? They mekayim a mitzvah of not having chametz. They mekayim a mitzvah of producing in themselves a state of not having chametz. Right? It's really reflexive, in a certain sense. Back on yourself. V'al kein lo hutar ha'efer. Now you actually did a mitzvah in the thing. The thing's mitzvah was done. Nasis mitzvaso means the thing's mitzvah was done. You understand? That's what Tosis means. Nasa mitzvaso. The thing's mitzvah. Yeah. So if it's a mitzvah in the Gavra, the thing's mitzvah wasn't done. Ulefizeh hare miyushovim hetiv divrei Rambam. Now he gets to the Rama, Michael. Delokin alav, delo yerov lo yimotzei. Datam delo choshev lav hanita glasei, tzarech lova du mishum desor alei, dehach tashbisu ikaro hu isser asei, shlo yeh lo chometz. Valikmo kol dvar marasurim basei velosei. Dav delo avinita glasei. Because he's learning that the Rama must be learning. He's saying the Rama must be learning that tashbisu is not a separate mitzvah sasei in the cheftza of chametz. But it's simply the opposite of having chametz. The asay is to be in the state of not having chametz. So that's just like any time you have an asay and a lav that correspond to each other. Okay?
It's not really a lav shnitiv asay.
It's not a lav shnitiv asay. Right. Like you don't say, what?
That would be the Rama.
Vimkein lo shayach, that would be the rabbanon. Vimkein lo shayach zos ela im neimar dash basos b'chol davar. The only time you could say that it's a lavshin, that it's not a lavshin to say, is if you say b'chol davar. The k'mor shekosavnu. The laman damash basos b'chol davar. Ikar hakvad tashpis hu shelo yehidu hem chametz. Mash enikin im neimar demitzvaso b'sreifa. Vimkein avi mitzvah hanasis b'guf hachefta. You hold sreifa, then there's a new mitzvah now to do something with the guf hachefta. Was pshita davi nita klasei k'mos sreifas noser kedoma, then you would say it's nita klasei. Okay, so then he wants to say that what, and now he's like this. Vafilu, this is one interesting point. Vafilu im neima degam ludide nichlal b'hachta tashpisu isurash lo yelam chametz. You could still learn that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is this positive state of not having chametz. That is true too. Okay, there is, the asay does generate an isser to not have chametz. Avol chiyav asreifa shebechametz hapshit davi mitzvah asay. Kishari dvar matu'unim sreifa. Yeah. V'kevan degam zen nichla bakro, and kem pshita demichshav ayudei zen nitak lasay. Yeah. That last part we have to explain a little more. But then he says everything works out good because the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan, and Nakamura is going to the Yudah. But we have to understand the main idea. What does it mean that if it's a mitzvah? First of all, what does it mean it's a mitzvah in the Chefza? Right? It's a mitzvah in the Chefza. And why is that matir the Afer? Right? See, the Minchas Chinuch has the same answer for the Rambam. It's interesting about the Lav Shnita Glaseh. He says, for instance, if you found Chametz in your Rishus, right, and somebody else came and destroyed it, you wouldn't say that he took your mitzvah. Right? You wouldn't say he took your mitzvah away. Because there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to destroy it per se. It's just you have to get back into the state of having no chametz. It doesn't generate a specific maisa ha-mitzvah that you have to do now. Right? Lav shenita glasei means that it generates a new maisa mitzvah to do. But if you're going to learn that the tashvisu means just be free of chametz, so if chametz is found, and Mamela gets destroyed, Yumakayim Tashbisu. You know what I mean? That's halacha. If I'm about to do a mitzvah, if I do Shechita, and I'm about to do Kisi Adam, and somebody else does Kisi Adam for me, I can take him to Beis Din, and he's chayav to pay me money. Because he took away a mitzvah saseh. But he says, that'll be enough, Kamina. Then if you're going to learn that it's a lav shenita klasei, same thing, if on Pesach I find chametz and someone else burns it, he should be chayav to pay me money. He says, but if you can learn like this, he's not, because there's no specific kiyam in doing the maisa, the kiyam is just not having it. He says, if I took the aim, right, it's like the Rambam says, if I took the aim and someone else sent her, I wouldn't have been mekayim my mitzvah. I would get malchus, right? I would get malchus. Because the lav shenita klasei means now there's a specific chiyuv ha-maisa that I have to do. But you don't say that by tashbisu. It means tashbisu means don't have chametz. That's all it means. If I have chametz, I just have to get back to not having it. But it doesn't generate a specific maisa. And that's why it's b'chol davar. It's just removing the state that I'm in. But it's not a new maisa. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a maisa now. Dafka sreifa. Maisa. In other words, you're going to learn Isser Asay, it means like this, that why can't I have chametz the whole time? Because I have an Asay of being free from chametz. Right? I'm Mekayim the Asay the whole time. Now, when chametz comes in, that's stopping me from being Mekayim the Asay. So I simply have to get back to be Mekayim the Asay that I was supposed to be Mekayim. But the chiyuv of that Asay exists long before the Lav. Right? It's not Nita Klase. It's not a Lav Shenita Klase. Lav Shenita Klase means there was no Asay beforehand. And the Lav generates it. Like Sreifa. You can't say I'm Mekayim Tashbisu. That would be the Nafkmin. According to the Rabbanon, I'm Mekayim Tashbisu the whole time. But according to the way he's learning Rabbi Yehuda, you're not really Mekayim Tashbisu the whole time. You're only Mekayim Tashbisu when you have a Cheftza of Chametz. That's why he sort of hedges it at the end. Right? That's what he's doing in the end. where he says it's possible to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there also is a kiyum of Tashbisu. Right? That's why he Vafilu im neima de gamla di de nichlal bahach de tashbisu yisua shlo yehelem chametz. But he doesn't really want to go that far. He doesn't want to go that far to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no kiyum of Tashbisu in not having chametz. Because literally, that's where he would be going, right? By calling Tashbisu a lav shenita klasei, that would mean you can't be Makayim Tashbisu without the lav. Right? So he doesn't really want to say that. He's saying it's possible to say, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is some kiyum of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means two things, he wants to say. According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe means two things. There's the general state of Tashbisu. But he's saying, but certainly once you see a chiyuv in burning, that means a new asay. That means a new chiyuv asay right now. Whereas according to Rabbanan, there's never a new chiyuv asay. It's just continue the state of Tashbisu. If you're out of it, you have to get back into it. But not a new asay of getting back into it. It's the old asay. Yeah. But what is the svara of saying that nasa mitzvaso is mutter? And the problem also that we have now, our own personal problem, is Rashi. Right? Sorry to bring him back up, but Rashi is going to be difficult. Because Rashi learns this dafka mitzvah srefa before the Zman Isser. Right?
Before the
Zman Isser. So you certainly can't call that a lav shenita klasei. So what's really the difference when you have a mitzvah, when you have an isser hanah that you have to burn versus an isser hanah that you have to just get rid of? And what's really halachically the difference? Why? What does it mean? What's the nature of the? He's saying the nature of the whole mitzvah is different. When you burn, when you have to burn something versus when you have to get rid of something.
Well, one, your relationship somewhat to it.
In other words, what are you accomplishing by the mitzvah sreifa? What is the Torah telling you to do when it tells you to do sreifa? When it tells you to get rid of it, when it says bury it, what it's telling you is, don't allow this to be a takala. Right? What is it telling you when it says burn it? See, it seems to me that if you're going to say that nikbarin means that there's no problem with having the shame basa b'cholav. That's not a problem. The problem is that it's a takala. Right? But if you say nisrafin, then the Torah is saying you must remove this shame from existence. You must remove this entity from existence. That the thing shouldn't exist. Not a question of takala. It's that the shame orla shouldn't continue to exist. The shame nosa should not continue to exist. If I bury it, it still exists. It's just inaccessible. You understand? When it's a different type of a mitzvah completely. It's a different. That's what he means within the cheftza, that the cheftza must be eradicated. Basa b'cholav, there's no din that basa b'cholav must be eradicated. Right? It's a takala to remove it. But if it's a din that is nisrafin, that's a whole different idea. That means the shame should be removed. That's really an idea in terms of the cheftza as an existence. So, if nisrafin is, if the mitzvah is to remove the cheftza from its existence, and it tells you to do that via sreifa, then the mela, it's mutter when the mitzvah is done. See, it's not a din that because you did a mitzvah with something, now you get rewarded, you get to use it. It's because that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to remove the shame adava. So obviously, if you did the mitzvah, it's mutter. Otherwise, that wouldn't have been the mitzvah. Otherwise, the mitzvah would have been more. If the shame adava still exists after you did the mitzvah, then what was the point of the mitzvah?
Because Nick,
huh? Right. So it doesn't just mean that. See, that's what Tosis is trying to explain. It doesn't mean the fact that it's burned is gone. Right. That's why you have to say it's nasa mitzvasa. Because if you just say the fact that it's burned makes it gone, So then what's the difference if there's a mitzvah or not? Right? See, that's why I'm trying to pull it back into Rashi, possibly. that even on Erev Pesach, there's still a shame chametz. Now, if you're going to learn this roughen as a din, and how to remove the shame of a chefza, so then that could exist even on Erev Pesach. But you're going to learn that if you're going to learn Erev Pesach, you either do tashbisu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you either do tashbisu b'machshava, or by acting on the chefza. But if you're going to act on the chefza, then you have to be mashpis the chefza in the way that there's only one way that the Torah gives to destroy a shame adava. Destruction of the shame adava is dafka srefa. So if you just mefar la ruach v'zor liyam, mefar liyam v'zor la ruach, then you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of destroying the shame achefza. You might be getting that of your shus, but you're not being mekayim the mitzvah in terms of acting on the shame of the chefza. You're acting on the chefza as a practical object of utility, but you're not using the method of the Torah of being mevar the shame, being mevar the thing. But it is a little bit. This is a funny thing. I have to explain it a little bit better. How come? It's marshach. If Sreifa does that, Sreifa removes it. So why does it have to be dafka mitzvah, mm-hmm. right? And if it doesn't, so then what's the difference that you did the mitzvah? Right. Now, Jonah is saying a good point. I know that really it's a different type of. The whole thing is a different type of an issue. When you say basar b'chalav, it's not an isser of the shame basar b'chalav existing. It's an isser of getting use from basar b'chalav, right? So even if I turn it into ashes, but into a useful thing, it's still a utility that derived from the entity of basar b'chalav, right? But that means the ikar of the isser is really use. But he's saying, but maybe the nisrafin, it's not really the use that's the main. It's not the tashmish that's really the issue. It's just the existence of the shame. So once I remove the shame through sreifa, the shame adavar is gone through sreifa. Now that's the issue is for the shame to exist. You understand? It can't be neneh from it while it has its shame. It's really a different kind of an Isser Anah. Right? It's really a different kind of an Isser. The Isser is like Nosa should not exist. That's the Isser. Nosa should not exist. It's improper for Nosa to exist. So it has to be removed. But it's not improper for Basar B'chalav to exist. It can exist. But you can't be Nana from it. Seeing being nene, the idea of being a nene is more in terms of the thing's accidents. The idea of the existence is only in terms of its essence. Once the thing's essence is gone, it doesn't have any existence. Okay? It doesn't have an existence now. There's no present existence. Right? The presence of the existence is gone. But if I use something that came from something, I'm still being nene from the original thing. If I use a derivative of something, I'm still considered to be nene from that original thing. So if the isser is essentially to be nene from something, right, like Basar B'chalav, the isser is to be nene from the thing, so even if you burn it, it's not going to change. It's true, burning it will remove the presence of Basar B'chalav now. But it won't remove the fact that the Basar B'chalav gave me a benefit. I'm deriving a benefit from the entity that was Basar B'chalav. Right? But by Nosar, it's not essentially an isser to be nene from the substance of nosar. It's not an isser that you shouldn't. The isser is for the existence of nosar is really the isser. So once I remove its existence, it doesn't matter that the thing beforehand is giving me a benefit now. The whole essence of the isser is the existence of the thing.
Okay,
you can once you're because that would be considered, that would be that getting enough from it would be machshav its essence, and you'll be saying its essence should exist. See the two different types of isur. Two different types of isur and no. This is an interesting idea. There's different types of isur and no. One isur and no stems from the thing's existence, that it should not exist, and using it is a statement that its existence is good. You understand? But it's not dafka being a nene. It's not that you should. It's not an iser gavra of this pleasure is a forbidden pleasure. Sometimes you have a pleasure that's forbidden, right? But the iser nosa, or those isuri hanoa orla, it's not a forbidden pleasure. It's the existence of the thing is usur. And using it is validating its existence. Like I just saw this morning, Rashi and Psachim on Chof Dalar on Beis. So he says that you can't use Atzei Asherah for refuah. So he says, even if it's a sakana, right? Chof Dalar Menof. So he says, why? Because Rashi says, Chof Amarov. Because Rashi says, V'hamisrape ba'atzi asherah nira kemodeba. It's an isser. Using it is like you're saying it's good. It's like you're admitting to it. It's not in terms of the pleasure that you get. It's the statement that the pleasure makes, that it's a good, that I'm moded to it. So then it's a din of nisrafin. Then nisrafin is good, because nisrafin acts on the presence of its shame. The existence of its shame is an isser. So nisrafin removes the existence of its shame. To be nene from the thing that removed the shame is ganz gut. On the contrary, it's terrific. But now you're happy the thing is gone. Right? It's even better. Right? But if you can't derive, if the isser is to derive pleasure from the thing, that's the isser. So then even a pleasure from its ashes could be considered the pleasure from the thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a subtle point. Is it essentially pleasure from the thing, or is it essentially its existence? Nisrafin is essentially the existence. Nikbarin is the pleasure from the thing. But the ashes could also be a pleasure from the thing. It's not a pleasure from the shame of the thing. It's a pleasure from the substance, from this substance. The substance of basar b'cholov is a substance you may not derive pleasure from. So if the substance gets converted into ashes, you're still getting pleasure from the. You can still say you're getting pleasure from that original substance, but the shame is gone.